morning. I'm joined by Mindy Rood, and Mindy is helping to coordinate a very special event that has been going on for a number of years. But obviously, this year, in COVID-19 world as we are, Mindy Rood, things are, it's going to be a little bit different. Is that right?
Yes, it's going to be a little bit different. Unfortunately, we are not allowed to publicly announce that we are laying the wreath, so the number of volunteers that we can have this year is significantly less than what we've had in the past years. And, of course, we've got to follow all of the guidelines and wear masks and gloves and all of that. So,
but you are doing a ceremony. You've got a ceremony at 11 a.m. at the Keokuk Veterans Memorial at 18th and Carroll Streets in Keokuk, and you'll have some number of speakers. Is that right?
That is correct. Yep, we're not able to have it inside the cemetery fences this year because of COVID and the government mandates, but we are going to have a ceremony at the Veterans Memorial. You're correct. Yep.
And I see you've got state representative Jeff Kurtz, Keokuk Mayor Tom Richardson, former Keokuk Police Chief George Morgan, and American Legion Honor Guard. They'll all be participating in this one ceremony. Is that right?
That is correct. Yep.
So how is from the Vigan Memorial Home? How have things changed for you, and I guess everybody else there over the course of the last 9 or 10 months?
It's been difficult. We haven't been able to accommodate the families as much as we would like, just because of the regulations set forth. We try to do as much as we can, but it's very difficult to grieve a loved one when you're not able to grieve properly, so to say.
And it's been sort of a changing landscape too, hasn't it? Because sometimes it lightens up a little bit and it restricts a little bit more. But it's got to be very, very hard. I'm guessing the vaccine, you're looking forward to a vaccine coming out. Is that right?
Yes. Yep, we're looking forward to it. So hopefully we can get some sort of normalcy back to our lives.
The event on Saturday is it open to the public then for anybody else to come and to be there for this ceremony?
Of course, it is open to the public. We are asking, of course, that you maintain a 6-foot social distancing and wear your mask. It is, of course, outdoors, so there will be plenty of space to social distance.
Okay.
We invite the public, of course.
All right. Well, again, it's been a difficult year for an awful lot of people, but wreaths across America. Now, this is an event that it is a national event, right?
That is correct. Yep, and it's actually going international. They've got several countries across seas that are participating in it as well.
And normally, as you said, normally you actually are laying the wreaths out on grave sites, right? That's one of the things at national cemeteries, right?
Yes. Yep. We've got 686 wreaths, I believe, to lay this year. So our goal is to cover every grave in the National Cemetery in Keokuk. So there's 4,681. We've got a little ways to go, but hopefully we'll get there.
Now, where does the financing come for all of these wreaths that you're providing?
It's all donation.
Wow, okay.
Folks will sponsor a wreath for their loved one. A lot of individuals tend to donate more than what the cost of the wreath is. So we transfer everything that we receive in donations to Maine, and they send us however many wreaths that money will purchase.
But instead of being in the cemetery and having all of the people there, you're going to be, I'm going to guess, a very, very small group of you will be doing all of the laying of the wreaths. Is that right?
That's right. Yeah, we've got about 25 people that are going to be laying the wreaths, and we've got it spread out, so a small group of folks will be in each section of the cemetery.
Do you know how long this has been going on, when it began, Mindy?
I do. It actually started by an individual in 1998. He was a wreath store owner in Maine, and he made an overabundance of wreaths, and so he contacted Arlington National Cemetery and set it up so they would set the wreaths at Arlington, and then it just kind of grew from there.
So we're talking a lot of wreaths across the country then. I'm not sure. Any idea how many the total number is?
I have no idea. No, they usually send it out after the year is over, after the ovaries have been placed. But I know that there's several hundred thousand that are sent to Arlington. So just that cemetery alone.
All right.
Has quite a number.
Raise Across America, it's a little bit different. It's a ceremony, again, the ceremony for the public that is honoring the fallen. It is at 11 a.m., and it is outdoors at Keokuk Memorial Hospital, 18th and Carroll Streets. And, again, a number of speakers there and the American Legion Honor Guard. And please, social distance, and please wear your mask, and then help remember the fallen. That is happening on Saturday. Mindy Root, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you.